Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Look, you're not going to make me fight about my Cardinals, okay? I love them all.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I sit around in my RV for 2 weeks for Dega.
And James Strebel.
What are they going to do when the big blue wall mows them over?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
You all are celebrating puppy dog crap is what you're celebrating. And we had big dog stuff going on Saturday night. So step back, just like you had to do in basketball. Step back and let the big dogs woof.
All right, let's go. Let's go. It's a Tuesday. It's The Take on ESPN 680 105.7. Strebel just arrived.
I'm here.
Those headsets even work?
Yeah, they work. You sound great.
What happened to yours?
I left them at home.
Oh, did you?
I did. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. I had everything else. I had my lunchbox. I had my computer. I had everything I needed this morning except
for
my headphones.
You sound terrible, boy. It really does sound bad.
Oh,
I'm going to have to immediately go under the table. Wow.
Very quick
under the table here.
I mean, even faster than usual.
There we go. I'm Andy Sweeney. Jack's here. Strebel's here.
Hello,
we got
ladies.
You for the next 3 hours on The Take on ESPN 680 105.7. We'll talk some LSU football coming up at 4 o'clock with Bill Embody. Embody, we don't know how to say his name. We'll find out together.
Yes.
Of course, this will be the last time that Kentucky has a chance to beat LSU before LSU gets Urban Meyer.
Yes.
And then destroys Kentucky all over the place.
Right.
By having once every 7 years when they play because of crappy-ass divisions.
By having 55 different J.J. Weavers, not just one.
Not just one J.J. Weaver, a bunch of them.
So we can get to that as well. Boy, he sounds so hollow right
really?
Now.
Really?
Yeah, you sound like crap. I don't know what's going on with you.
I don't either. I'm talking normal.
No, it has nothing to do with your voice,
okay,
Strebel.
That's good.
It has nothing to do with your actual voice.
Well, should I switch mics?
Well, probably process when he was spreading his legs out all over the place.
Oh.
Yeah, you can save that. That's how he does radio. His legs are everywhere. He sounds so bad.
There's
nothing
thanks,
we can
process.
Do. Yes, thank you, process, for that. Yesterday, let's start here, 437-9680, okay? I don't like how you're looking at me right now. I don't know, something's wrong with this guy today.
What'd I do?
Where's your bag at? Do you have your bag with you? You're just sitting there with your hands crossed, nothing in front
did
of
you.
Did
you get a haircut?
Yeah,
I did.
Staring at me.
Yeah, I've got my phone.
Oh, you got your phone?
I'm just listening intently.
Okay.
I'm wondering where you're going.
Well, and here's where I'm going. And Jack knows, I told Jack this, and this is one of those inconvenient days where... Is it Brahma Bull? Is that the name of the bull? Was that the Rock?
Yeah, he's the Brahma Bull.
He was the Brahma
Bull.
He's
got the tattoo.
But is a Brahma Bull is a real bull, right?
Yeah.
It's not just simply the Rock.
It's not just the Rock.
It's the Rock, but it's also a bull.
A real bull.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is it? We don't have a cow, we have a bull.
We have a bull. Yes, it was a...
Jack, do you have any idea what movie that's from? He has no idea.
No clue.
It's a classic. Kingpin. You gutless puke.
We keep telling you to watch that.
Goodness.
You would love it.
No, he won't. He won't. He won't.
Woody Harrelson, Randy Quaid, Bill Murray.
It'll have to just pop on TV at some point and me randomly find it. I wouldn't want you to lift
three fingers for your bootleg Netflix account.
Right.
Sorry to make you work.
Yeah, Netflix
on. It's too difficult. It'll have to...
I just don't sit down very often and just say, I'm going to watch a movie right now.
I thought that's all you did. I got to be honest. I thought that was pretty much your life.
Yeah.
I do that with video games and South Park and Rick and Morty. And sporting events.
Rick and Morty, it's so weird, dude.
I like it. It's funny.
It's so weird.
I like it.
But yesterday, event at 6 o'clock, I got thinking about the show.
Yeah.
Okay. And so this morning, I told Jackie Poo in there, I said, we're going to have to wrangle the Brahma Bull today.
Oh.
And that's you. You're the Brahma Bull today.
Oh, okay.
Well, because you are in a bad spot right now to where we don't like you.
What?
And BBN doesn't like you.
What?
Right, Ryan? You can't serve two masters, okay?
Okay.
Which is why you didn't want to take things to the next level with Caller Emily. You got a family.
Exactly.
You can't have too many families.
He's stuck with the two quarterback syndrome right now.
Right.
When you try to throw one with both,
I just want one quarterback.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You have a little Danny Cannell, Ken Graham going on. You like that?
Yeah.
That's some 1990s football for you. And I noticed that. And then today I'm thinking of the show. And I'm reading some stuff and looking at some stuff over LSU, and it's all the same what they're not good at, which is seemingly anything running the ball. They're not good at.
Offensive line's not very good.
They all hate each other and everything else, okay?
Yeah.
But then I realize you're not all in.
I am too.
No. Our conversation, and Jack knows, and he's smiling right now.
Yeah.
Guess we battled over it.
We did.
You don't believe this game is special. You don't think you're scared to outright pick Kentucky. I think
I did. Because, I said I expected to win Saturday.
I think you think they're gonna lose.
I don't. And I think they're gonna win.
You're slow playing it right now, but you won't lock into the importance of this game.
I have.
And me and Jack need you to be all in. That if they lose, that you're gonna crush somebody. And yesterday, you're like, I'm not gonna be upset. I'm gonna be okay, and we can still have a special season.
Yeah,
and
1-2 with the next three games.
Yeah, and I'm here to tell you. You lose on Saturday, there is no special season.
Oh, that's a... Andy,
me and Jack are there.
That's fine. Y'all can stay there.
Kentucky fans agree
that's
with
fine.
Me.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they do not.
I got $100 Jason Markham agrees with me right now.
They can still have a special season.
They can't have a special season.
Why?
Because LSU is going to be a fringe bowl team.
I agree. They should beat LSU. They will beat LSU.
I'm talking about... Good. There you go.
I said
and
that
if they
yesterday.
Don't, it's not a special season. That's the point. That's what we got to get today.
No, I'm not going there. I'm not doing it. No, I'm not doing it.
Here we go.
That's the hedge right
here.
There's no hedge. Yeah. No, they will beat LSU.
Little hedge.
But again, if they lose LSU and they lose to Georgia and they win the rest of the games on the schedule, that's not special? 10-2 is not special.
They're not going 10-2. That's what I'm saying.
No, you're saying
predicting the future.
Okay, so if they
lose LSU's duty.
Okay, so
you
they
understand?
Beat no, if they beat LSU,
right?
And then they lose one more game this season. Let's say they lose to Mississippi State.
Special season.
Or they,
special season.
No, you're taking it both
special
ways.
Special season.
No, you're taking it both
no,
ways.
I'm saying
no. You're
the
controlling.
LSU
no, no,
game
you're
matters.
Controlling the conversation.
No, because I think LSU's one of the worst teams they have on their schedule.
They beat it Mississippi State. Mississippi
Doesn't
State
matter.
Is worse than LSU.
I think Mississippi State will end with more wins. I think
as possible.
I think LSU. We in a month. I am predicting we're going to view them like we view Missouri now. The Missouri win then meant something. Now it's laughable.
Missouri's
not a bowl team. Okay, that's how I feel about Missouri. I would have to go look at their schedule, but they're not. But that's how I feel. LSU is done to the point to where they're right on the edge of knowing they're going to have to fire their coach and get my man Urban Meyer.
Which is going to happen.
Get a little grind.
Yeah, a little fun.
Okay? Nothing wrong with that. Urban Meyer gets hired by Louisville. He's suddenly Urban Meyer's at Gersel's with Coop.
Yeah,
one of Coop's buddy's girlfriends might be dancing on Urban. I don't know what's...
And
listen, Jack.
Jack walks in to film it.
Jack walks in to film the entire thing.
No, I expect Kentucky to win Saturday.
Jack has walked into many rooms.
He has.
I'm ready. That's
Whoa.
What he says. He says, I'm ready. He walks in. He pops
Damn
that
right
video
I do.
That video camera on. He says, I'm ready.
Were you with Locke and Carolyn?
But I talked to Locke last night after my...
Did you?
He beat me in fantasy football by like 5/10 of a point.
Oh, no.
And it's funny. No, it's funny. All my teams are so bad. They're
Even
so
your
bad.
Like big money...
Oh, the big money one's the worst one, I
that's
think.
That's the worst. That's the one that means the most to you.
Oh, yeah. I literally could urinate on hundreds of dollars right now.
Well,
yeah,
that's the, it makes me sad.
No, it shouldn't. It shouldn't. I'll I'll, I guess, move in with Dan Dockich and do the Uber Eats thing, like the, yeah. the Grubhub. Like,
you have to sack up.
Yeah, sack up.
You know, listen,
I'm gonna do a little
DoorDash on the side. Well, you need to
listen. We got to wrangle
right,
you.
Okay,
because I view LSU. Here's how I win the argument in my mind.
Okay.
The whole it's LSU, it's a blackout, it's sellout stadium,
sure.
it's all the things that are, you know, special helmets,
SEC
the crawl,
Nation, 7:30 kickoff,
that are going to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Okay, all of that and the brand name itself, LSU, you want to beat that?
Yeah,
okay,
so that's absolutely, working. Absolutely,
and I can then pivot the other way
mm-hmm.
in a veteran move and say. I think, and Jack, can you look up LSU's remaining schedule after Kentucky? I mean, I know they got...
They still have Alabama.
I mean, they got big wigs on there.
Yeah, yeah.
I
they mean, still they have
several
Arkansas.
Losses.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
And so, like, I am not sure they're a bowl team, especially if they lose on Saturday.
So they're at 16th ranked Kentucky this week. They're at home against 20th ranked Florida next week.
You don't have to do the 20th right. ranked. Thank you.
I'm saying it because of the point.
Gotcha.
So then at Ole Miss, at Alabama, at Arkansas.
They're not winning another game.
And then Louisiana Monroe! And then A&M dead the season.
But that's my point. That LSU, we are going to view... Please pop that mic off there, Jackie boy. Sorry. You can hear breathing, whatever's going on inside your mouth or throat at any time. I can hear any of it. But they're terrible. And that so LSU, if you lose, right now it looks in a month it's going to be
a bad loss.
A disastrous loss. In my opinion,
okay.
you would be better off losing, and they're going to lose again. They're going to lose multiple times. I mean, the conversations of anything other than that are la-la land, but you're probably going to be better off losing to Louisville or Mississippi State.
Well, I'd rather lose to LSU than Louisville. State, like, I would rather, because
really?
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it from Louisville fans. I would trade that. I would trade an LSU loss for a Louisville win, 100%. Because I think I agree with you. I think LSU, I think Louisville might be
go.
A little better than LSU.
Louisville's going to finish with a better record than LSU plays
yeah.
all top 25 teams, and I don't know what Texas A&M is. Sorry, we got Jack to stop reading number 20, Florida.
I think they're out of the top 25.
I think they are, too.
But I do agree with that. I was doing a little homework on LSU last night, did a little homework on Virginia, too. And what I read from Ed Orgeron and other people was that their offensive line stinks. They can't run the football. Defensively, they're pretty good, but not good enough to where you can't score on that. Like, Florida's defense is better than LSU's defense.
Yeah, well, you can't score on them, right?
Yeah. Well, I would say
other people are going to be able to score
better
on them, right?
Than LSU's defense. So
you couldn't score on that one, right?
I agree, because that's a good defense. But I agree that Kentucky should. And I picked Kentucky to win Saturday. I said all day yesterday.
Okay.
I expect them to win on Saturday.
BBN's not happy.
I want them to win
BBN's
on Saturday.
Not happy.
Who's not happy?
I'll tell you off the air.
Off the
There's
air.
Some
oh.
you've been on Cats Illustrated.
They didn't say anything about me.
Oh, there's something on there.
I was reading some of Dem Bona updates
what did that
last
say?
Night. Oh, it said good stuff.
Did they?
Good stuff.
Can you believe
yeah,
that,
he's got
Jack?
One more visit.
Can you believe
yeah.
that? Why? He just wants to get the free visit?
He's got one more visit to UCLA, and then he's picking the week after that.
Does
so
he?
So you think Cronin gets the
Let's go, Cronin.
I don't think it's going to happen.
What about Mick Cronin's brother, who's very pro-Trump? What about him?
Dan Cronin.
Dan Cronin.
How about can we find out what Dan Cronin is going to do in the recruitment of a Dem Bona? Is there any chance that we could get that?
What did he tweet about Louisville?
He tweeted that they landed Marcus Carr.
That's what it was. Yes, he tweeted. Yes, it was like
as a
great
cruel
get
joke
for
that
UML.
They did. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah, that was a great day.
Be viewing Louisville right now.
Everyone was like, "This is Mick Cronin's brother. He would know what's going on with the recruitment of Marcus Carr." And so there was that brief excitement, and then everyone started looking at his timeline, and they're like,
"Oh,
it's a lot of insurrection on there.
A lot of like COVID's not real stuff."
There's a lot of January 6th. Never mind.
Yeah. We don't take his advice. We didn't, he was lying the whole time. Yeah, I remember that.
Look,
I'm with you. I don't think LSU is very good. I expect Kentucky, even if Josh Ali's out, He might not be playing. He got injured on Saturday. He may not be playing on Saturday, this Saturday. Even without him, they still should win because he hadn't caught a damn ball.
Miss Josh Allen's one catch.
Exactly, yeah. He hadn't caught a damn ball in like 3 weeks and fumbled
one
it twice.
One catch, 18 yards. What is Kentucky going to do?
I don't want to hear
that. Josh Allen's one catch.
I don't want to hear Josh Allen. Josh, no, he hasn't been very good.
Okay, and so, then when it comes, but you're stronger today. Yesterday.
Because I started reading more about LSU.
Okay, but this is what we tried to tell you yesterday. You were like, "Well, if we win, that's great. If we lose, it's okay." I mean, like, yesterday you were stunning us.
But
you would not crush them if they lost.
You would not crush them.
If they go out and they lose like 40-20,
Blank,
I will crush
them.
Look
at Blank.
Oh, I look. He's got his little Yeti backpack on. He's looking good.
He can't just have a regular backpack. He has to have a backpack.
A Yeti.
That's all. Yeah, that's like
like $500. It's not $500, but it's a buck at least.
Texas says, "What the hell is Andy rambling about? Smack him upside his head." Texas says LSU is going to be desperate this weekend.
Texas
says 4379680. Andy has taken Locke's place as king of the straw man argument. Texas says one of Andy's worst takes of the year: lose to LSU, no special season. So if UK loses to Georgia and LSU only, somehow 10-2 isn't special. No, what I'm saying is it's impossible. If you lose to LSU, you're losing again. If you lose to LSU, you are.
I don't know. That schedule's so
you're
bad.
You're being. Yeah, but again, we just did this.
I know LSU's not a good team.
All those teams are better than LSU.
No,
that's what I'm
saying. One of those teams is maybe better.
Vanderbilt.
No, Mississippi State maybe better than LSU. Louisville. Maybe.
Because
defense stinks, too. LSU's defense is better than Louisville. Louisville's defense stinks. Their offense is better than LSU's, but Louisville's defense is awful. So Vanderbilt is worse than LSU. New Mexico State's worse than LSU. Tennessee, probably a little worse than LSU. The only team that might be better than LSU on the remaining schedule other than Georgia is Mississippi State. That's the only other team.
Wait. Great. Then why didn't you think it was a big game yesterday?
I didn't say it wasn't a big game. Did I ever say this is not a big game?
I never said that. Here's the problem.
I never said that.
Here's the problem that Strebel has. All the years of lying, I set you up. Like, that's how what
but
I used
never
to
lied
do
about
well,
anything.
You know, with Lachlan McLean.
I know, but I never lied. I am going.
How
like,
was your
I'm
day
going.
At school?
It was fine.
We ambushed you. This is what I'm talking about.
You did
about.
Ambush me.
Thank
which,
you.
Which I can't understand.
There we go.
Like, I think
what else we got
I'm
to talk about?
Through my covers.
None of us. We don't know a damn thing about these teams.
No, I'm having fun. But like, what I was trying to think about yesterday, and I really wanted to ask this question. I was thinking about this earlier today because I was thinking about our conversation. And I didn't think I was too... I don't know. I didn't think I was too bad one way or the other. Like, I kept saying I expected him to win. But am I getting too...
You were very much playing the role of, if they win, I'm going to celebrate. If they lose, it'll be okay.
Yeah. If they lose, everything's okay.
That's what you sounded like.
Right. Okay.
Like
you, fair enough.
You made
fair
it
enough.
Sound like, I will not criticize them at all. I will not be mad at all if they
okay,
lose.
Okay. Now, if they get blown out or they get beat in a stupid fashion, then I would crush them. But I thought about it today, and Mitchell Hannigan brought this out at me.
Oh, boy.
Mitch and Mitch were battling
at
lunchtime.
About 10:15.
No, it was like 11:05.
Are you sure?
I was at lunch texting Mitch.
It was 11:05.
Yeah. So
are the kids allowed to text during lunch?
No, just me.
Just you.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're in the cafeteria with them.
Yeah.
And they can't text, but you can.
Hell yeah.
And they have to wear a mask.
I have to wear a mask too.
And then, so you guys are wearing masks.
Not at lunch. They don't have to wear a mask at lunch. No. You don't have to wear a mask at lunch.
But everywhere
the COVID doesn't spread.
It's like restaurants. You know, you go to a restaurant, you can take a mask off.
You go to a full stadium. And I felt like everyone around me at Kroger Field on Saturday wasn't vaccinated. I was just kind of looking. I'm like, I don't know, man.
That's how it was at Louder Than Life. I was kind of looking around like,
I don't really think so.
Yeah. But so I was thinking to myself, like, you know.
What were you thinking to yourself?
Because, you know, Mitch wants to dog Kentucky no matter what. He's just trying to start a fight because he's mad. And... So I reversed roles on him. I was like, okay, so you're telling me you don't have any standards for Louisville football. Then he started, and I was like, do I sound like that? Do I sound like every Louisville fan?
Yesterday, that's why
I was like, man, I probably sounded bad yesterday because I sound like these bum Louisville fans. They're like, losing to Wake Forest is actually good. I was like, I don't want to sound like that. I don't want to sound like that. I want to be confident about my damn football team and not take a loss as a positive.
Full circle.
I was reading. Then I was like, you know what? I was reading Card Chronicle. Chronicle last night, the comments at the Wake Forest game, and that's what got me to think about it too.
I saw
the comments. They're like, "Wow, they played so good.
They played so hard.
Sat was in his bag, and all this Sat Daddy and all this stuff." I was like, "God, did I sounded like that?
That's what I sounded like, and that
goes against everything I believe in as a fan."
You said you weren't, if they lost the game, you weren't going to crush them at 10:30 at night. Jack, I mean, we were at my house, but I feel like I could see Jack's face.
He was squirming.
I was exasperated.
Yeah, I know. I
you sounded like Mark Blankenbaker yesterday.
I listened to the Drive's podcast. I can only do like the first half hour because it was Mark Blankenbaker, the excuse maker. That's all it was. Like, Ennis would be like, "Well, they stunk on this side of the ball." Actually, no, it actually was good. I'm like, "Blank, no, it wasn't." Like, Ennis was trying to say there's some negative things he wouldn't have it. I'm like, "I sounded like this. This is how I sounded. This is crap.
I know.
I can't just, you, I don't want to be
That's why I exploded on you yesterday. That's why I exploded.
It's Blankenbaker, the excuse maker, and that was me.
And you had BLs. You had Busch Lights. I don't know what happened.
I had too good of a weekend.
That's what it was.
I had too good of a weekend.
You had a great weekend.
And I was feeling good. The afterglow of the Florida win was still upon me, as were some other afterglows, and I was just feeling good.
By the way, I got a haymaker.
What is it?
Fred Cowgill just broke Twitter.
Cowgill? What did he do?
Jack, hang on. Jack, I need you to turn your mic on real quick. I don't know what to do here.
I'm searching for it.
Hang on.
Okay.
Hang on.
Oh no! Can I look?
Hang on. I'm gonna send it to you right now.
Okay.
Hang on just a second.
Cowgill? What did he do? He was. Oh my gosh! It hasn't popped up yet. All right, here goes. Now process the scene. All right, Fred Cowgill. Whoa! Damn, Fred! He just put that on Twitter! Oh my god!
Oh man.
It's a man that feels good about his wife!
Oh my goodness.
Holy crap!
My left leg just like it tingled just for a second. Has Nick Valvano seen this? Oh. By the way, Nick Valvano wearing an FC Cincinnati.
Oh,
Nick is stunned right now. Oh man,
she's like, is she like in a shower? Did she read the first comment?
I might have to mute. I might just have to mute. That one about knocked me out right there.
I got new respect for Freddie C.
The comment is killing me.
The comment's great. I can't even imagine. Very nice. Here it is. Very nice. This is from Cardinal.
Cardinal.
C-A-R-D-N-U-L. Cardinal.
That guy has probably told me to kill myself. By the way, Bobby's here. Look at the little process.
L's down, Bobby.
All right. There you go.
Cardinal says, very nice. Obviously an attractive woman.
I got a couple other things. Got another one, Bobby.
But did she mean for you to share her gift to you with the Twitterverse?
Absolutely. All right, Bobby, what do we got?
All right, Bobby.
You know how much we love that
process. Get over here, Bobby.
Bobby.
Come over here, Bobby.
Bobby.
Get me some headphones, Bobby. So you know what we did here in the first 24 minutes? We wrangled the Brahma Bull.
He did.
He's back on.
Mission accomplished.
If they lose, you're going to crush away.
Yeah.
And if they win, you're going to be damn happy.
Celebrate the Hood Me at Comfy Cow again.
People are mad at me that I'm changing the rules, to which I'm saying, yeah. Yeah. That's what you do when...
The data changes.
You're better than I thought.
Better than LSU.
Yeah. My favorite team's 1-3. If they were 3-1, I'd be like, oh, okay. Like, let's win. Now you have expectations. Listen, preseason is preseason. Sometimes we're right. Sometimes, oftentimes, we're totally wrong.
Yeah.
Okay? Like this year. our Indiana predictions are aging as terrible. Bad as they could.
Oh, it's and, terribly
and Louisville,
bad.
We were all like, what, six? Were you five wins?
I was 5-7.
Okay, but me and Jack were, we were 6-7 wins, and that's, you know, we're going to be, you're not.
I'm not, but you guys Jack will be in that be realm. Right. Yeah.
In Kentucky, I said 8-4.
I had a 9-3.
I said 7-5. He might have been the closest. He had 9-3.
So you're not, so you're way off.
I was way off.
So you're way off.
I was expecting a 5-0 start.
Maybe he's wishing.
No, not, like, oh, not wishing at all.
7-5, I look right.
No, I don't want to look right. I want to be dead wrong, and then I want Daryl Bird to be right. I want me to be wrong and Daryl Bird to be right. That's what I want.
Do we want to live in a world where Daryl Bird's right? I don't know.
I do. A man named Birdman. I'd love to live
I'm
in that
stunned.
World.
I don't.
Fred Calgill ruined this. He didn't ruin the show. He made it better, but he derailed the show. This man, I mean, kudos to him. He's proud of his wife. I get it, man. I understand. I mean, if I shared that a picture like that of my wife on Twitter, that would be bad.
This guy, Cardinal, he is a guy I think that may have said something to me.
He has a God Family BBN type avatar.
No,
like
he's
picture.
Got,
he does.
No, he's got God Family L1C4. Yeah, it's the same thing.
Same thing. Just switch out BBN
L1C4. I got to get an official number how many people Blankenbaker blocked. Has
gotta be
blocked
in
the last week.
It's got to be in the at least dozens.
Because I got to be honest, I've had at least 50 sent to me. Hey, blank, I never looked at his account, but he blocked me.
I've seen those too. People just send me the tweets or DM me like, I didn't even say anything to him.
Like, what do you want me to do? stick up for your behalf? No. You're probably a BBN Twitter terrorist.
Yeah,
you deserve an hour later, or you have at some point in your life.
He probably just went and searched like Kentucky fans celebrating the Florida win, like the worst ones. He just went ahead and preemptively blocked.
Texas says, hey, Big Rig, Adama Bona's going to UCLA. There you go. That's what the text line says.
Well, I hope not. Every time I get confident like that about a recruit, something bad happens. But I'm going to stick with the House of Blue.
Oh, yeah. You like that, Tech? Yeah. You've had such a bad time recruiting. Yeah.
I was thinking Kobe Coburn and Jalen Duren. Yeah. Those are really the only two. Everybody else has been, pretty right on. I was right on Ty.
It's like they got one big recruit a year. Like they're Indiana with Romeo Langford. Like, this is it. They have to go all in.
They go all in one
You don't
dude.
Even know anything about Cason Wallace, but you're going to believe he's great.
Yeah.
And he's number 7 in the country.
Yeah.
I don't even know what he looks like.
He's a combo guard out of Texas.
I know what a combo guard looks like. But
Jay Lucas recruited him. Right, he's got breakaway speed.
Of course Jay Lucas recruited him.
He can score at the bucket. He's got a little shooting.
I would hope so. He's going to Kentucky. I would hope that he can score when he gets next to the basket.
Oh, you put him and Shaden Sharp and Scott Clark all three together.
Of course.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. 437-9680 coming up in about 35 minutes. We'll talk with Bill Emba. We think that's how you say his name. We'll find out at 4 o'clock. We'll talk some LSU football with him. On the other end, why Louisville needs to win, besides the obvious reason, I want to get to one reason why Louisville needs to win on Saturday. I got some Virginia numbers we'll get to as we go today. And does anyone in pro sports here in America have less fans than the Chargers?
Do
they have any fans?
And they're good.
And the answer is absolutely not. So we'll do all that. 437-9680. It's The Take. It's a Tuesday. Got you to 6 o'clock on ESPN Louisville.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
People are not happy with me because I've given Sat a little bit of
how dare you? The fan base that wanted his ass fired a few weeks ago?
Don't buy season tickets.
And James Strebel.
Don't buy season tickets. Those people are mad because now they all want to come over the hill and defend Sat. Shut up, bums. Shut up.
There it is. There he
bums.
Is, Jack. There he is.
Y'all wanted to fire this guy. Now he's your baby. No one can criticize him. Don't criticize Saturday. It's Saturday. You leave him alone on Saturday. I mean, get out of here. Y'all go back. Go back to hating him again, please. I mean,
4 o'clock hour next.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, So the Major League Baseball playoffs begin tonight. Little Yankees and Red Sox coming up, actually. Well, the game's coming up at 7:30. We'll have it right here on ESPN 680 1057. Coming up in the 5 o'clock.
How often are you?
Zero. Yeah, zero. Yeah, about 0%.
You know, sometimes it's the best way to go into a game.
I have no football soul. I have no fantasy football soul. I'm a soulless man out here.
I was about to say, don't say no baseball soul, because you're a Yankees fan.
Well,
no,
yeah.
No one's going to
feel bad for you complaining about the Yankees.
In the 5 o'clock hour, because I don't want to, you know, just give away all the goods on the first hour.
2.5 hours ago.
I mean, we got a lot of time. I want to apply what is happening tonight with the Yankees and Red Sox to Louisville and Kentucky.
Ooh.
How about that?
I like that.
There we go.
A little baseball, college football intertwining.
Little baseball, little college football.
Meld them together.
Little intertwining.
Yeah.
You like that? Little intertwining.
I like intertwining.
Nice little melting pot.
A little melting pot on a Tuesday.
Just like America.
Yes. Yeah.
Isn't that the restaurant? Have you ever been to the melting pot?
I have not.
The fondue place.
It used to be really popular, but I've never been.
I'm surprised by that. I could see you taking a date there. I really could. I'm stunned that you have not been to the melting pot with the date.
I've not. I've
really?
Been to multiple restaurants. I had some go-to places, but the melting pot was not one. But I always wanted to try it. I don't know why I never did, but I'd never been there.
You can still go.
I can still
go.
Still around?
Here.
Okay, cool.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I was going to say,
I haven't talked about
the melting pot in like 10 years. Is it a mess?
It's just, Fred Cowgill broke Twitter today.
He did. Good for him.
No, good for him.
Yeah, good for him. I mean, he woke up and said, I'm going to do something.
He said, today?
You know, today's
the
day.
Today's my day.
It's my damn birthday.
Is it his birthday?
I think that's what it was.
No, it was anniversary.
Oh, it's my
28th anniversary.
There you go. It's my damn anniversary. And I'm going to show people the goods.
You okay there?
I'm fine.
I thought you had to go to the nose there. I thought there was some sort of a nose issue. 437-9680. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the sound sheet today, and it's just sometimes the names, the titles of the clips are funnier than the clips themselves. And this one was just back to back. Rummage and Maben shot at Jerry Eves.
Whoa.
And then the very next one, Rummage also shops at Kohl's. Those two back to back.
He rummages every day.
Specifically for Strebel, the second one.
Every day we find something else Rummage and I have in common.
I just love all that.
I love
one.
That.
Jerry Eves to Kohl's.
Now they mad at Eves because he went to the football game?
What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. Dude, Jerry Eves with the haymaker of all haymakers.
Man, I was so happy.
Taking that selfie outside Kroger Field.
Kohl's,
and I want more.
Kohl's novelty tees are the most comfortable things you're ever going to wear. Like, I got that Mickey Mouse one. I've got this one. I got me a Dunder Mifflin one.
They're kind of soft.
They're amazing, dude. I got me a Lion King one for Animal Kingdom when we're going in a few weeks.
I go particularly.
He's always at Animal
Star
Kingdom.
Wars. Yeah. Cottons. Oh, God. They're
These are great.
It's not a novelty thing. It's an age thing. Just their comfort against your skin. It's just.
I guess I've just went away from like. Now, I did. I saw Ennis wearing the home plate stuff.
I don't like this.
Well, then Rummage and Maben are both Kohl's guys. I'm surprised. I didn't think Nordy C allowed Kohl's. You know what I mean? Like, they see a Kohl's bag, you're evicted.
Does he want to admit that on the air? It's a great point.
Yeah, I mean.
Should he not have it? It's like Chris Mack taping himself. Hey, I'm doing this with Dino Gaudio because he's extorting me. But I'm also doing this now, and I'm, you know, getting in trouble with the NCAA tournament.
Maybe I should have.
The NCAA tournament. The NCAA.
Infractions committee. It's like, yeah, should I have. Is that too much information? So watch out. There might be a knock on your door, Rummage.
Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness here. What am I looking at? Let's see here. I'm not going to read that one.
I know Louisville plays at 3. Are you going to have enough time to make it to Kentucky LSU with Jerry Eves on Saturday night?
Ironically, I got invited.
I figured.
Yeah. We're talking about it right now.
That's why I didn't know if you'd make it over there.
Man,
you know.
I need a picture
he
of Jerry
Eves. He put
that
picture up, dude. I about fell over.
I don't remember.
I thought about doing the exact same thing at the exact same spot, Jack.
That would have been awesome.
Hanging out at the Kentucky game and just my face smiling.
Like, hey.
Mine would have been drunk and sweaty.
He would have had the exact same thing.
With a heater hanging out of like, my mouth.
Exact same
squinting one eye.
He has a heater in his lips. He's sweating and wearing a heavy metal shirt.
Yeah.
4379-680.
Okay.
I saw donkey lips with caller Emily at Urban Steakhouse.
No, I don't even know where in Ohio that steakhouse is.
Columbus. He coached in this little town called Columbus.
I figured it'd be that's probably where it was, but I wasn't sure. Maybe
where
he went.
Where did
you
think out. It was?
I don't know.
Where did you think it was?
In the surrounding area.
What's called?
Texas says they don't allow Metallica shirts at the Melting Pot.
I have nice shirts too. Don't act like I don't have like two of them.
Texas says the Melting Pot is on Hurstbourne Lane next to the Buca de Beppo.
I used to go to that one, Buca de Beppo. That was a spot.
Great.
Yeah.
Buca de Beppo is good.
Was that a date spot for the Strieble?
A date spot.
When you were, you know, hanging out with all sorts of women?
That was a date spot. I took, I think, two or three there. Something like that.
Just another notch on the belt.
No, it's just... Look, I mean...
Two or three to the Buca de Beppo.
Yeah, I mean...
Did you make a meatball joke?
Calzone
joke. Did you guys start one piece of spaghetti?
No.
One on one side and one on the other?
No.
Have you ever done that before?
No, I have not.
I haven't.
Have you done the Lady and the Tramp kiss?
Jack, have you done the Lady and the Tramp
no,
kiss?
No, I have not.
Put that up at ESPN 680. Have you done the Lady and the Tramp kiss?
I have
the
not.
Spaghetti.
Huh.
Yes or no?
I don't think I've ever had like the opportunity. I've never shared a plate of spaghetti with another woman. So, you know, I've had spaghetti with women, but I've never had the same plate. You know what I mean? So it eliminates.
That's got to be a t-shirt. I've never shared a plate of spaghetti with a woman.
Well, you know what I mean. Well,
you're not missing much.
No, yeah. I mean, like you have your individual plate, not off the same plate.
You're on it today.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Taxer, did Strieble go to Buca de Beppo during the pause?
No dates during the pause. No. I was still engaged, so. No. No.
Has Strieble ever taken a date to a buffet?
Yes.
Man, this is a haymaker. This is so good. Jack, this is so good. Strieble, I don't know why this one's getting me. Strieble has PFG UK fishing shirts for the fine dining.
You know what?
That's a pretty good text.
That's a good text because I saw a guy with one of those on.
Yeah, it's called Lexington.
And I was at Railbird. Yes. And this dude had one on. And I was like, huh, I kind of like that shirt.
Man.
That's a good text because I thought about buying it. I'm still thinking about buying it. It's got the open flaps in the back. Where it has like cooling. That's like my kind of shirt.
The cooling flaps.
The cooling flaps. Yeah,
cooling
I need that.
Flap.
I'm fat and sweaty, so I need the cooling flaps.
Here was my Louisville item.
Okay,
4379-680. It's the take on ESPN 680-1057. We'll talk some LSU football coming up in about 15 minutes here on the program. And we got a bunch of nonsense we can get to. On Louisville. I got thinking of this. You know, I got looking at some of the numbers just between Louisville and Virginia. And Virginia has, like, if you go to covers.com, Jack, I'm sure you've been there. They do the work for you. They pretty much just compile, whether it be the betting stuff or whatever. And, you know, they give you a full breakdown. And for the most part, I would say like 7 out of 10 main categories go to Virginia. And what's interesting about that is, I don't know, I feel like there is a level of confidence for Saturday in Louisville, Virginia.
I think to
a certain level. I mean, I don't know how I feel about that, but I feel like Louisville fans are expecting a win there, even though Virginia is the better team. Okay?
It's weird.
Well, and Virginia has, you know, it's Armstrong, right? The quarterback.
Yeah, Armstrong,
number-wise, is having a year, if you will.
He's really good, like the first two games of the season.
It's going to be good weather. There's a lot of points. and everything like that. So we can do a deeper dive into all this. The reason I bring it up, though, and there are tentacles of what we're talking about with Kentucky, but they're with Louisville. With Kentucky, the reason I have been so forceful on you need to win a game like this is because I don't think very much of LSU.
Okay.
And you have Georgia, and there's maybe not 50-50 games, but there's some 60-40 road games.
Oh, 100%.
Okay,
yes,
and it's
absolutely
not like you should just say, well, I'm going to beat every one of those teams. But Louisville right now, in an odd way, they won the three in a row, and even losing Wake Forest, and part of that could be officiating, part of that could be that there's not real standards with Louisville football, all things that we have talked about, okay, that I believe they still have a little bit of momentum. We are not talking around here after the Wake Forest game, like, well, I mean, Satterfield blew it again. He did it again. And
right,
we're not going through. And I thought
they're backing Satterfield,
yeah,
even more.
I thought that every time there would be a loss, that we would go through some sort of cycle about who's going to be happy, unhappy, fill in the blank, everywhere in between with Scott Satterfield. That's not the case this week. And obviously, as we get closer to the Virginia game, if you were going to get it, you were going to get it yesterday. You were going to even get it more on the post game show and everything else. If Louisville were to lose on Saturday to Virginia, I mean, then they then go into a bye week, and it just, they would have lost all of that momentum that they gained with the miraculous win with Central Florida and taking care of business with Florida State. And even though you'll make fun of this,
yeah,
some of the good things they did against Wake Forest.
Offensively, I get it. I get the feel good offensively. I do.
I don't like the narratives around Wake Forest, actually. I think we're doing a bad job.
How so?
I just mean everyone.
Oh, okay.
I think Louisville should have won the game, and we should be talking about why the defense is as bad as it is,
yeah,
and why the offense disappeared at the end of the game, and why Scott Satterfield made some questionable decisions. But all we talked about is the officiating, which I understand. We can whine and cry about the officiating, but Louisville got away with losing a game, and nobody cared.
Nobody was angry about it at all.
Nobody, you know, in a few
they're
days,
angry at the refs, not at the team.
A few days later, dissipated. If you go beat Virginia, you carry that for a couple weeks. If you don't, you're 3-3 going into a stretch where you got Boston College,
Who's still undefeated, at NC State
and Clemson, and you're not going to be favored in any of those games. Boston College could be close. We'll see what they do over the next couple weeks. But this is one of those, you went three steps forward, you don't want to go five back.
No, I agree 100% with you.
And they went back some with the Wake Forest, maybe more my book than others. One score game, understandable, but so many odd things happen. They need to show that they're still on track. You go beat Virginia.
Yeah, no, they
go beat Virginia at home.
They do feel, I agree with that take as far as their confidence level in beating Virginia. Like, I don't think there's any Louisville fans that feel like they're losing to Virginia. They don't respect Virginia. They don't think Virginia's very good. Virginia had to come back and well, not come back, but they had to beat Miami on like a last second.
Oh, sure. They needed a lot of luck to beat, I mean, a decimated Miami team.
Terrible Miami team.
Third string quarterback.
Yeah, third string quarterback, 8-9 starters
in that
game. A lame
duck coach, you know, coaching for the Hurricanes. No, I don't. Nobody respects Virginia football. I don't think anybody around here respects Virginia football, nor should they with what
except
they've accomplished. Except for Locke. But I guess the troubling thing is like, let's say it's like the Wake Forest game again, and Louisville loses by three again.
Yeah, 34-31. They lose in a very similar
manner. And they can blame the refs again.
Well, I
don't know. I think that you back those two games up, because I view Wake Forest and Virginia very similarly. I honestly do. I think Wake Forest is better than them, but I think there's a lot of similarities between those
teams.
Well,
Wake Forest beat Virginia by three scores.
They did,
in Charlottesville.
Yeah, they did.
Like, Wake Forest is better than Virginia. I'm like, I'm not going to go.
No, I said they're better, but I think they're similar, because you're talking about like offenses that can score. Like, that's one of the things with Virginia, is like their quarterback, they can score. Defense, not so much.
Yeah, but Wake Forest is a lot better.
No, they're. I don't know if they're a lot better, but they are better. Yes,
they beat them like 35-14.
Yeah, I know, but they are better.
In Charlottesville, that's a lot better.
Yes. Okay.
All right, they're a lot better.
They're
there
a lot. Thank you, Jack. Wake Forest is great. I'm sorry. Wake Forest is the powerhouse of the ACC, which they might be. Which is sad.
Yeah, that is sad.
Yeah.
I think instead of it being Virginia's average and Wake Forest is great, I think Wake Forest is good above average and Virginia's just bad.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's just so much of any real analysis has went out the window with Wake Forest, and that's because of the officiating.
Yeah,
that's not going to happen here.
No, I don't think.
If they lose the game on Saturday, we are going to revert back to what the conversations were after Ole Miss and after EKU.
Yeah.
It's not going to be as bad, but you're going to start getting a lot more of that, and we haven't got any in the last, 4 weeks? It's been 4 weeks.
And with Louisville fans, I do feel strongly about this. They could say how much confidence they had in the defense. I don't think they care about the defense at all. Like, I really don't think they care. I think Louisville fans want that offense to be good, no matter what. Because Satterfield was billed as an offensive guy. They've lived seasons where they've had to outscore people with Bobby Petrino, twice. John L. Smith, same thing, where they had to run high-powered offenses that were exciting. I don't think Louisville fans, down to their core, give a damn about that defense. As long as they go out and that offense
with a great defense,
and they didn't like it. They didn't like it. They would get pissed at Charlie Strong for scoring 20 points and winning 20-10.
I think they care. I don't understand why they don't care more. I think they care.
I just think in their core,
everyone wants offense. Only a few coaches can sell. Hey, defense and work. I mean, Kentucky's one of the only schools that, hey, we'll throw for 75 yards, but we'll have a great defense, and you're going to live with it. It's like, okay. Right.
Well,
not many fan bases.
Not many fan bases can do that. But I think Louisville's. But I really think they care more about the offense and the quarterback more than like your average fan base. And as long as they're scoring, and as long as they have a good quarterback, I think Louisville fans are pretty much like, well, you win some, you lose some, but damn, Satterfield's got his offense rolling, and Malik Cunningham looks pretty damn good, and the defense can allow 500 yards, or whatever, and they'll be like, well, Brian Brown will fix it, it's all right, and they'll yell about Brian Van Gorder some more. I do have a Scott Satterfield question about the offense, about him missing that rule.
Okay.
If he had offensive coordinator.
That's what Blank said this morning.
He wouldn't have. Did he really? I missed that. Maybe he could pay more attention to the details of the game.
You can't bring instead up anything of worrying, to Louisville fans.
Instead of worrying about the offensive play calling, like if he's a head coach and he just had to worry about managing things on the sideline and making sure everything's running smoothly, maybe he would have had an opportunity to go to the ref and be like, what the bleep's going on?
I thought about this last night when they were talking about, well, it's really not Satt's fault.
It's not his fault. It's like, well, maybe if he had a bleeping offensive coordinator and he could worry about other head coach stuff and not worry about calling the plays, maybe he could have stepped in and done something there.
Speaking of last night, but it was actually Sunday night, I noticed you skipped round of shots yet again.
I did. It's my wife's birthday, so we had to. It's all about her.
So is that it 2 for 6 or
it,
something?
It literally wasn't all about her.
Yeah,
we found that out yesterday.
No, it was her birthday.
But I mean, that's at what time? That's Sunday night, isn't
Sunday
it?
Sunday night. Yes, we were.
You're still the festivities from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Sunday was her actual birthday, so we had a little dinner.
We had
the cake. We had the candles. We sang happy birthday, the whole deal, and then. Just had a nice night. She just wanted to hang out and have a nice night, so that's what we did. I didn't want to be like, hey, honey, I know it's your birthday. I'm going to go do round of shots.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
Are you ever going to do round of shots again?
Yeah, I'm doing it this Sunday. It's true. I was like, I don't want to be like, pause on your birthday. Because we were having some drinks. We were having a nice time. We were, just laughing and having a good time. It was like, I told the guys.
Texas says Strebel's meltdown on Friday was amazing about his distant lover.
Huh? I didn't have a meltdown on Friday. Oh, about the college friend?
The long-distance relationship.
Oh, the long-distance relationship. Yeah, I didn't meltdown.
You know what? I need that for, tomorrow or something. We need to play that again. Some of the most amazing sound you've ever provided us.
I took her
to Churchill Downs. That still is one of my favorites. Strebel had a lady, a friend, a female friend, that he would email and be like, I'm coming in town.
Yeah, let's hang out. Yeah, we hang out and do stuff together. Like, go out and do things. Yeah.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Kind of things.
We go out to eat. We go to the movies. We go to house parties. We had mutual friends that we knew. So, yeah. He made plans and went out.
Texas says Wake would beat UK easy. There you go.
I heard a lot of that on Twitter. And I was like, you buffoons.
Yeah,
I was
that's
like,
how people make them feel better about themselves.
Well, they need to stop. Because they need to wake up and be like, no, it's not reality. Like Florida would wipe the field with Wake Forest. Wake Forest is not impressive. They have one repressive wide receiver. They can't really run the football. And the Hartman dude is all right. He's pretty good. He's an all right quarterback. Stop. Wait for it. I mean, that's a sad stadium. There was nobody there. They have a hill with grass that fans just sit on a picnic blanket and watch Wake Forest Demon Deacon football. Nobody in their bleeping right mind respects Wake Forest.
Oh, man. Would you stop?
But it's just a stupid thing to text.
Texas says, I brought up the lack of an OC on the radio. Pull the tape. Yeah, we don't have many live shows. We'll go pull the tape.
Yeah, go ahead.
Texas says, yes, Jackie Poo put Strebel in his place with his fake cards take.
What fake cards? Okay.
The one about someone was good. Virginia was good.
Oh, okay.
Or whatever.
Yeah. No, I didn't say they were good.
It's more so Virginia's bad.
Texas says, Strebel, does your wife have a birthday week? That's what it sounds like.
No,
a weekend?
It was just the weekend.
It's just the weekend.
It was basically
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
It's mainly Friday and Sunday.
Gotcha.
Friday was out to eat, adults night out.
Right.
And then Sunday was more of like a family thing.
Gotcha. What time do the kids go to bed on Friday? A texter's wondering. I think this is a key item.
Like 11:30. Yeah, because we didn't get home until, we probably didn't get home until like 10:30.
Oh my goodness.
And they were still up, so they went to bed. Oof. Yeah. We were out till 10. Like I said,
wow,
30.
Look
we
at
came
you.
Home, they were still up. He's like, oh, okay.
How about that?
Yeah.
Let's take a brain check. We'll talk some LSU football. I love that sound so much last week.
Oh.
With you having your lady back at town. Yeah. It was so great. It really was.
Wow.
I was just smiling at you the entire time.
Yeah.
Like, I would email her and we would go to the track together.
Yeah.
What happened? That was my favorite part. Yeah. All right, let's take a break. LSU football, what's going on with them? We'll figure that out next year on The Take on this Tuesday.